Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big game is Sunday night, and that is the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys. Two of, I think, what's generally regarded as the top three teams in the NFC this year, the Niners, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. Niners have eliminated the Cowboys the last 2 years in the playoffs, and so this is a big game. I think it's bigger for the Cowboys. I think it's big. You know, both teams obviously want to win it, but I would argue it's bigger for the Cowboys. Where you at on that?
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers have nothing to prove tomorrow. Sunday, I mean.
Right.
It is about the Cowboys. They're the ones trying to come up, if you will, Chris. So it's up to them.
Yeah, they want to exercise some demons, so to speak, right? They you don't want to enter the playoffs having lost now three times in a row to the 49ers, twice in the playoffs the last 2 years, and then Sunday night. You don't want to go into the playoffs facing them, knowing that they've beat you the last three times and they've handled you. You got that in the back of your mind. Nor do you want to go in there feeling like, man, let's hope somebody else beats them. I'm not saying if the Cowboys lose, their season's over, that their chances of going to the Super Bowl are over. But they want to get this win.
Right. No, too early. You can't say that, right?
Nah. And, you know, every game is its own entity, so to speak. But they definitely understand the importance of this game, and they've talked about that. And there's a lot of different matchups people are talking about. You know, we didn't think we'd be here a year ago, but one of the big ones is which quarterback do you trust more, Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott? And then some people will talk about the coaches as well. Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl back in 2011 or 2010 season with the Green Bay Packers. Kyle Shanahan is really a celebrated coach for San Francisco. Has taken them to the Super Bowl but hasn't won it. Obviously, in a Super Bowl with Atlanta as the offensive coordinator, hasn't won it. And so that's another matchup people are talking about.
That's the one I'm interested in.
Yeah, go ahead and expound on that.
Yeah, and when you talk about these two coaches, Chris, you were just on visual, you would look at it and say it's a mismatch. You take Shanahan any day over Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has, despite the success he's had, people don't look at him the same way. We talk about it all the time with Sean Payton. Chris, his numbers are very similar, but one guy is thought of as the hotness and the other guy is thought of as an also-ran, even though the numbers are very, very close.
Right.
But in this case, if you were to ask me, in a big game, which guy I'd rather have, it would be Mike McCarthy and not Kyle Shanahan. As great as Kyle Shanahan has been as a regular season coach, and he has. He's piled up the wins, Chris. I can't take that away from him. His offenses have been unbelievable. He looked like unstoppable no matter who you put in at quarterback. I'll give him all of that. But when it comes down to winning time, crunch time, making the right calls, getting the first downs and the points you need to seal victories when it matters most, Kyle Shanahan in the big moments has turned to goo, and so has his teams. In the fourth quarter of the 49ers' last three playoff losses, Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, NFC Championship games versus the Rams and Eagles, Kyle Shanahan's team has been outscored 37-0. This is fourth quarters, Chris, of games that they were like leading and you thought they were on their way. 37-0. According to ESPN's win probability metric, Shanahan had a 95.3% chance of winning when the 49ers were up 20-10 with 7:26 to go. That was in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Shanahan's Falcons, Chris, as offensive coordinator, had a 99.6% chance of winning when they were up 28-12 with 9 minutes to go. We know how that ended. And then when you look at the records, of course, McCarthy's been in a lot more game playoff games, Chris. He has a better he's done a better job. Obviously, he won a Super Bowl. Kyle hasn't. In the regular season, McCarthy 158-98-2. That's 6-16 winning percentage, Chris. Kyle Shanahan 56-46. That's a 549. Good. McCarthy 11-10 in the playoffs. Shanahan 6-3 in the playoffs. So I get it. Kyle Shanahan has beaten Mike McCarthy the last 2 years. But if I really wanted a big game victory, and I'm talking about when it comes down to soup the nuts and the one that really matters, I would take Mike McCarthy because he's done it. And so far, not only has Kyle Shanahan not done it, Chris, he's failed miserably in those moments.
There is no doubt, and we've talked about it a few times on this show, that Shanahan has fumbled the ball, so to speak, in some of those big moments. You mentioned with San Francisco as the head coach, you know, also, what were they, 28-3?
Chris, ridiculous.
In the Super Bowl. Now, he wasn't the head coach in Atlanta, but he was the offensive coordinator. And just no way they should have given up that game, even though Tom Brady obviously played great in the second half. I mean, you got that kind of lead, just run the ball.
And they only ran four times in the second half.
I mean, run out the clock. And even that San Francisco-Kansas City game, they have been running the ball really well.
And then they started
and then
throwing.
They stopped, right. So sometimes it seems like he gets too cute. Like, you know, he gets too much into that boy genius,
I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, reputation that he has. I think with McCarthy, the reason he doesn't get the respect, I mean, and he should be a respected coach. He won the Super Bowl. His teams are essentially always in the hunt when he was in Green Bay. And then, for the most part, and then with Dallas, he's won 12 games his last 2 years. But, you know, I think people look at it like, man, you only got to one Super Bowl. Not even one, just one, but you only got to one with Aaron Rodgers for all those years. You know, and I think people look at that. The defense was a problem a lot of times, but he's the head coach. And so even though he's more of an offensive guy, you know, you're the head coach. You're responsible for everything. Like in Denver now, Vance Joseph is the defensive coordinator, but ultimately 70 points sits at Sean Payton.
That's on his record, Chris. There's no doubt about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And so I think it's similar with Mike McCarthy. And then, of course, his last few years in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers didn't end well. I mean, it just fizzled. And so people tend to think of him as out and kind of outdated, like the game has passed him by a little bit. I think he's underrated in that regard because, as you said, his record's similar to Sean Payton's. But I also think, Rob, the way these last two playoff games has ended for the Cowboys, that's on Mike McCarthy too. I mean, the poor clock management. I mean, we saw a couple years ago Dak Prescott doesn't slide. You can blame it on him, but it was like they were chickens with their heads cut off out there, not knowing what to do. And then last year, they run a play with Ezekiel Elliott at center. I mean, it was just – they looked like nonsense. I mean, it's comical the way they've ended these games. So I would not necessarily take McCarthy over Shanahan. Now, I agree Shanahan's got to get it done in the big moment. He's got to – I don't know what in the world gets in his head in these last or few minutes as you – some of the Super Bowls you brought up. But I think offensively that dude is sensational. And it shows in that offense that they have. And, you know, sure, they've got stars. But, you know, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, a lot of those guys, you know, they benefit from the system. Too, they're great players, don't get me wrong. But Christian McCaffrey, who was great in Carolina, but we've never seen him look like this. Like, he looks better than ever. And so I'm going to give Kyle Shanahan some credit for all that. And I think McCarthy's got some serious, you know, gaffes on his resume, just as Kyle does. And Kyle's actually, you know, you mentioned Super Bowls. McCarthy's on the been the one, and he won it. But it's been a long time since he got back there. So.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last night, look, it was going on during the game last night, during the show, I should say. Justin Fields was leading Chicago to what would become a 40-20 win over a decent Washington Commanders team.
Nobody saw that coming, Chris.
No, nobody.
I don't care what anybody says.
We all gave Denver flack for only beating Chicago 31-28. But maybe, you know, maybe the Bears are starting to put it together. And Washington, look, their defense has been bad all year. So maybe, you know, they're just playing well against bad teams. But give them credit. They got their win. They broke their 14-game losing streak. And for the purposes of this conversation, I think most people, Rob, because everybody's like, okay, what does the future hold for the Bears? Do they have their quarterback? And that would be, of course, Justin Fields, Rob. Last night, 15 for 29, 282 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Did you see enough last night to tell you that this is their guy? Like, this is your quarterback, Chicago. Now just build around him properly, and eventually you might be able to make some noise.
No. But it doesn't mean that I don't think he can't play. I'm not saying that. I just need more. The sample size, Chris, unfortunately, if you want to be honest and look at sample size, we got way more bad sample size than good. Yep. So that, I mean, I have to look at that. And I know of late, the last two games, Denver's bad, and they came back against, you know, got a big spanking on Washington. So those are all positive stuff, but I just need to see more. I couldn't commit to either one, right? They got blew out by Buffalo, didn't they?
Blown out, yeah.
No, blowed out. They got blowed out. That's what they say in the barbershop.
They got blew out by
They got blew out or blowed out. They got blowed out. You know? You heard that in the barbershop.
Yes, yes.
They got blowed out.
But look, my thing, Rob, is that I do want to see more, as you said, because, look, people might say last year Justin Fields had some moments, and he had a lot of moments running the football. What is different now is these last two games, when he's had 4 touchdowns in each of the last two games, only 1 interception in those games, it's been passing the ball. And that's what I like. Now, again, to your point, I need to see more of it before I'm ready to say,
we said that about Kyler Murray, don't you remember? And Chris, you remember?
Murray had a lot more.
Had a lot more good tape than bad.
His first 2 years, I think it was a Pro Bowler both years.
Right, and we still were like, I wouldn't give him the deal yet. I need to, right, you remember that? I mean, we were.
Absolutely.
We were like, I need just a little bit more. Can we see one more season?
And I do think teams are learning, right? I don't expect Chicago to pay. Why would you? Why? I mean, we're a long ways from the end of the season, but so let's see it play out. But there's no reason at this point to give him the huge bag and make him your quarterback for the next 6 years. And so I liked what I've seen the last 2 years.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, I'm sorry. Remember, he only completed 15 to 29 passes. So it's not like he was just dropping dimes left and right. Now, he was good. He threw some nice deep balls and things like that. But his accuracy, which has been an issue, was a problem last night as well. Rob, 3 of their 5 games, he's completed less than 56% of his passes.
Right. And nowadays, Chris, people are doing 70 on regular.
Oh, yeah.
Like 70.
Because, you know, they're dinking and dunking and they can't get hit. And, you know, it's just a passer's game now, and you're right. And so I want to see it a little longer. And, Rob, I will say this, because I've even, you know, I've heard people say it, and sometimes I've thought it as well and maybe said it. You look at a Justin Fields. You look at a Daniel Jones. You look at a Zach Wilson, Rob. And there are many others. And a lot of times people will give them a pass because, oh, they got a terrible offensive line.
Right.
Oh, they don't have any great receivers. Oh, they got a defensive head coach. Oh, they're not calling plays to fit their skill set. And then, Rob, I look at a guy like C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is the worst enemy of that logic. Because C.J. Stroud, who you know, Rob, I liked him the best out of all the quarterbacks
in college
in this draft. Now, right. I didn't not like Bryce Young, but I liked C.J. Stroud.
Was he too small for you, Bryce Young?
Well,
I
got questions, but I didn't go all the way to say, no, he's too small, don't draft him. You know, he can't be good. But one thing I did like about Stroud was that he was bigger, Rob. Like, he's a good-sized quarterback. And I just thought at Ohio State he was fantastic, as were all these guys, and that's another discussion. Ohio State quarterbacks.
That just haven't panned out.
They don't pan out. This is one that looks like he might completely break that mold, Rob, because in four games, he's got the Texans at 2-2. We know they've been bad for the last few years. Rob, he's fourth in the league in yards per game. He's got 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's obviously best in the league, TD to interception ratio. I'm sorry, he's fourth in the league in yards per game with 303. He's in the top 10 with passer rating, 100.6. The dude is playing fantastic football. He's top 5 in yards per attempt. And, Rob, his offensive line, you talk about depleted. The Giants got nothing on him. The Cowboys got nothing on him. The Jets have nothing on him. The Patriots have nothing on his offensive line. He's had like 5 offensive linemen injured. I mean, they are just – it's essentially the backup offensive lineman for the most part protecting him, and he is putting up historic numbers. This week he might – if he doesn't throw an interception, he'll likely break the record, Rob, for most passes to start your career without an interception. He's already at number 5 right now.
Wow.
And he's like 24 away from tying Dak Prescott, believe it or not, who has that record.
And now he just throws interceptions all the time.
Well, last year he certainly did. This year he's been all right. He's only got 1. But so C.J. Stroud, Rob, what I'm starting to look at this and say, okay, Joe Burrow, C.J. Stroud. You know, yeah, you want it to be a good situation, of course. But, Rob, the guys that are special, when you're that guy, you kind of step in there wherever you're at and you get it done. Right? Tom Brady, Rob, we know it was his second year. That Patriots team won 5 games the year before he stepped in. Was 0-2 when he took over as a starter because Drew Bledsoe got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And they all of a sudden ran off like won 11 games at least that year. And so like when you're that guy, Deshaun Watson in Houston, turned that, you know, got them playing good football, you know, when he was in Houston before all this mess. And so a lot of times, even if it is a quote unquote bad situation, Rob, if you're that guy, you turn it around. And if you're just a guy, then you need everything else to be right for you. And so that is something that makes me say, you know what? Let me sit back and watch Justin Fields. And let me watch him actually with a dose of skepticism and see what he does over these next several games before I crown him and say he's my quarterback going forward.
I think it's fair. I think that that's fair. And it's not... because I do believe that certain guys, you just, even if it's not, Chris, even if it's not as good as it probably could be, but you still see something to make you believe that they have it. You can't Yep. always point to it. You know, it's not tangible from just, you know, looking at somebody's stats or what they're doing. You just be like, this guy can play. You know what, Chris? Maybe Trevor Lawrence was like that. You know, like they were off to that terrible start. He was like, you can't miss. You remember coming out of college.
Well, but
you,
the whole situation with Urban Meyer.
And but you felt like this guy can play, right? Like, and then they
He's
got
He's been
into,
a little down this year.
This
he was
year,
good last year.
But he was really good last year. Right. I'm just saying, like, you got to see what people
but
were.
But, yeah, he should pan out.
Should what could get. I just, there's just so much bad tape on Fields that I just need more. That's all. I can't endorse it yet.
There's a line of thinking out there, Rob, because everybody loves Caleb Williams out of USC, that right now, Chris Canty said that this Nick Wright, my partner on First Things First, he said it, that they should trade him right now while he's hot. Trade him to Atlanta. He'd be great in Atlanta.
Or the Jets. They need a quarterback.
Jets, you know. I mean, he'd have to likely sit a year next year behind Aaron Rodgers unless they just let Rodgers just go. But, you know, yeah, I've thought the Jets. That makes some sense to me if I was the Jets. But that they should trade him and essentially tank this year and then you draft Caleb Williams. Here's my thing, though. Rob, if they were to do that, man, you better make sure you get Caleb Williams. You better make sure you get that first pick.
Well, that's the problem, because right. if you don't get Caleb, then now what?
And they got, look, this is a good draft. There's other Drake May and Bo Nix, and there's some other, you know, there's four or five, I don't know if Shadur is coming out, but there's four or five quarterbacks people really like. But I, Rob, I can't look at any of them outside of Caleb Williams and say I definitely like them better than Justin Fields. And while I think Caleb's a sure thing, right, there pretty much is no sure thing at quarterback.
Nah,
right?
We've just seen too many
yeah.
who were outstanding in college and just didn't pan out for whatever reason. So it's not automatic.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We talked about the biggest game of the weekend, which is the Niners and the Cowboys, but the other big game, I mean, there's a few big games. You know, Buffalo-Jacksonville is kind of interesting. But, Rob, one of the games that everybody is pointing to, oddly enough, involves 2-1-3 teams that are going nowhere. Two of the worst teams in the league. One of them, here are a few hints for you who don't know who I'm talking about yet. One of them gave up 70 points in a game.
Hello, is this on?
Yes. And one of them had their best player hurt 4 plays into the season.
I still can't believe that. You know, like, Chris, I think about it, and I'm like, okay, you know, could that thing not work out with the Jets? Sure, it could not have. But if you would have told me with all of that, remember, they had Aaron Rodgers come out of the tunnel with the American flag.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because that was 9/11.
Yep.
I mean, it was a spectacle.
The whole build-up, ever since he signed, Rob. And look, I'll give Aaron Rodgers credit. He was, you know, he did a good job with the – Rob, he did about as good as he could do. You know, he embraced the franchise. He championed the franchise. He embraced Zach Wilson. And I think, you know – gave him credibility in that locker room when Zach had lost it last year. And the players were essentially done with him. And I think Aaron Rodgers embracing him and, you know, showing some belief in him. I think that, Rob, at least, you know, made other players say, we'll give him a chance. You know what I mean? And they seem to be behind him. He had a good game last week. We'll see if he can follow it up. But this game is huge, of course, because Sean Payton, the new coach for the Jets, talked so much junk. We don't have sound because it was an article, but he talked major league trash about Nat Hackett, who was the coach of the Broncos last year, now the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Sean Payton called it one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of football. And a lot of coaches and people felt like he broke the coach's code. And so here they are, Rob. We thought that when they'd face off in this game, you know, we thought
there'd be
Aaron
like
Rodgers
a game, right?
Right,
and Denver would be better, right?
And Denver might be 2-2 or 3-1, or you know, yeah. So we thought this would be a consequential game. It is, but just because of the drama. And so, Rob, I want to. What are your thoughts? Like, do you? I mean, to me, it's obvious Sean Payton has the most to lose in this matchup with Nat Hackett, who, again, is only the offensive coordinator. But who do you feel the most pressure's on?
Yeah, I think it is Sean Payton, Chris, because if they lose to the Jets, and I don't know, Zach Wilson has some sort of offensive explosion like Fields had against Denver, Chris, you know what I mean, or something like that, it'll look bad on him. And he'll always be remembered as, you know, the guy. And it's not that there's a time and a place for everything. And everybody knew that Nathaniel Hackett. Chris, we knew it from after week one. Remember when he took the ball out of Russ?
And they started Russ's, 2-1, and it still didn't look good.
Right. And remember after week one, I think he got a coach for time, you know, to help him manage the game. Clock management. We're like, you know, if I'm the owner and I got to hire another coach to help you manage the clock, right. I mean, why did I hire you? So it was bad from Jump Street. I gave him the nickname, Nathaniel Ken Hackett, all that. But, you know, with him replacing Hackett, there was just no reason to go down that road. There just wasn't. Everybody, we knew he was bad, Chris. You could have just said, hey, yeah, things just didn't work out here last year. I'm here to try to get this thing righted. We got a lot of good players. You know what I mean? Or whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
And leave it at that. He really dragged him, Hackett, and the other coaches through the mud. And I think a lot of it just, you don't hear that often. How many times have you really heard that?
Nah, it's rare. Look, he said what he said. That's fine. But when you say that, Robin, we said the same thing with Deion Sanders.
You just push
back. Gotta back it up.
Right, yep.
You better back it up. I mean, and he has not only has he not backed it up, Rob, he has. Now, remember, Nat Hackett, of course, the whole season it was a mess, and it started off poorly in game one.
Yep.
But he did start 2-1. All right, so but right now, like at this stage of the season, they were 2-2 under Nat Hackett, and they're 1-3 under Sean Payton. They gave up 70 points under Sean Payton. Sean Payton, now Vance Joseph is the defensive coordinator, but ultimately, Sean Payton's the head coach. It falls at his feet. Somehow, some way, the Denver Broncos this year under Sean Payton turned a top 10 defense into the worst defense in football.
Embarrassing.
Don't know how, but they did. Somehow. And Rob, and we said this, and you didn't fully agree with me. Russell Wilson, when he went to Denver, was, I think most people felt, a surefire Hall of Famer. Now he's played pretty well this year. But, you know, after last season, I think there was a little doubt. I think there might be some, maybe he isn't. Let's see what he does these next 4 or 5 years of his career. Sean Payton, Rob, I think when he had about as much respect as you could have outside of being a Bill Belichick or, you know, somebody that won 3 or 4 Super Bowls when he left New Orleans, Rob. And if he doesn't right this ship, and it might not get right this year, but this start, and if they lose to Zach Wilson with all that's on the line,
it'll be embarrassing, Chris.
Rob,
oh
yeah. And look, he's not going to get fired and all that. But I do think his image, just like Russell Wilson, the how we think of his game, how we think of his career, I'm not so sure that can't impact Sean Payton in a similar way if they – maybe not just this one game, but this game will pile on to the evidence so far. 70 points, 1-3, terrible defense. It's just another block or brick on the wall of, my goodness, what is this dude doing?
I agree. And people will definitely, when he became an analyst, Chris, and he was throwing stones at a lot of people, and you know, and maybe that's how he always was, but we never really heard that. You know what I mean? So right. It kind of seemed different. Like he was a little cockier or more cocky than the past. And then to have it blow up in his face so far was just not – was tough.
Who you got in this – well, I guess we'll do our – this is one of our picks. So
we'll
save
wait
it for
on
this.
That one, yeah.
I've been going back and forth on this. I will say this. The Jets got a chance to win this game. Now, you know, maybe Washington – that game last night when Chicago pounded them, maybe they're better than we think. And Denver's not as bad as we think. You know, they had to struggle to beat Chicago. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting game. I can't wait. It's going to be one of the key games I'm focusing on, even though the teams are bad. Because as far as drama, Rob, you know, when it's bad teams, this is about the best you can ask for when you got two bad teams. Because, Rob, if that trash talk hadn't taken place, and I'm not saying we want all these guys talking trash.
Right.
But this game, nobody would care at all about this game.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, mm-hmm. back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.